You're listening to Beggarville Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts on Country 106.
Yes, you are. The Wally Fadoon Arena is the battleground this afternoon for U13 hockey. We've got the Beggarville Wranglers set to take on the Kitscotty Knights. And it's all here on Country 106, all a part of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Always such a thrill for us to get out with the kids here of Beggarville Minor Hockey, put their games on the air. We thank you so much for joining us wherever you're listening from today, whether you're in our local listening area on Country 106, whether you're listening online at country106.ca, whether you're on the Radio Player Canada app, however you choose to listen to us, we thank you so much for doing so and making us a part of your Saturday. Team's getting ready here, just wrapping up the warm-up, and as we mentioned, team's fairly even in the standings, both tied with 17 points coming in. So looking forward to what should be a very good game here. Beggarville against Kitscotty. U13 action. And once again, as we look down our roster here, some of the players of note to watch out for in this game. When you take a look at that Beggarville side, led by a couple of dynamic goal scorers, Zachary Weeb with 18 goals in 13 games. Colton Lawrence, 15 goals in 13 games. You've also got Hunter Clausen with 11 in 13. And then you've got Ben Skifton, Bowen Vandertor, and Kipton Rattray all sitting with 9 goals on the season. So no shortage of goal-scoring prowess here on this Beggarville team. Between the pipes, they've got one of the steadier netminders in the league as well in Lennox Carrick. Record of 8-4, save percentage of .875, and a goals against average of .292. He will get the start in this one. On the other side, you've got the Kitscotty Knights. 4 double-digit goal scorers for them. Brody Schiller, Nexen Dutchik, Ty Schneider, and Derek Holst. And those will be the ones to watch out for in this one. Puck is dropped, and we are underway. Right away, the puck into the Beggarville zone. Both teams digging away as it's caught up against the boards. Referee with a close eye on it. Puck knocked free, and it's Kipton Rattray. Moves it up along the boards. Trying to get a little help there for Annabelle Zaharkiw. Now a tip pass forward for Colton Lawrence. Gets to center, dumps that one in. They'll go chase. Kitscotty getting to that one first. They will bring this one up out of their own zone. Put it into the Beggarville zone. Quickly, the Beggarville D has got to regroup on it. They'll shovel that one out to center ice. It's popped right back into the zone. And McComish on it there. McComish just gets it out. It's carried back in, but offside by a step. And that was Samuel Purser who brought that one in. Faceoff coming up here in neutral ice. Lining up for Kitscotty is Nexen Dutchik. Lining up against Zachary Weeb. Two of the big goal scorers for these sides facing off in the circle. Dutchik's going to win it. And they get it into the zone. Immediately spat back out here by the Wranglers. Now move to center ice. Both teams trying to find this one, but it's onto the stick of Dutchik, who carries it over the line as it swept off his stick. Turning it back around, here come the Wranglers. Bowen Vandertor going to lead this rush over the blue line. Lost the handle on it, and Dutchik tries to get it out of the zone. Stopped at the first try by Zachary Wee, but the second try will get past him, and now it's right in front of the Kitscotty bench. Tipped ahead. Here come the Knights, led by Brody Schiller over the line. Nice pass in front, and that one just stays out. Good opening salvo here from the Kitscotty Knights to get a chance like that. Now another puck sent down low in behind the Beggarville net. Both teams going after this puck along the sideboards. It is the Wranglers who get it. And again, this is Vandertor, just fires a long shot from center, forces the netminder to make a save. And they will go off on a change. In goal here is Carson Winterholt for Kitscotty. As the puck still inside the Kitscotty zone. trying to get this one out, play it around the boards. Now they do get it past the man at the point. Long shot all the way down. Coming back to chase it was Benjamin Warawa. Feeds it up the boards for Lawrence, who will try to get this one out of the zone. Instead, it's held in there by McAllister of Kitscotty. So they'll try around the boards the other way. Now moving with it here is Harkew. Sent down the ice, and Lawrence will finish it off. Dump that one in behind the net. Clearing attempt here. Stopped again. Zaharkiw's got the puck. Sends a shot towards the net and tipped just wide. On it again is Lawrence in the corner. Getting double-teamed here, and the Knights get the puck away. And behind the net, a couple of bodies collide. Loose puck slapped to the point. This one comes out, shot right back in. And watch out. Up over the line with it. The Knights with a chance, and that one's going to whistle wide. Both teams digging away here. As it rolls back out into neutral ice right in front of the penalty box area. Bowen Vandertor with a nice move to get it around one, but quickly Vandertor taken down as he crosses the blue line back the other way. Here come Kitscotty. They take it into the corner. Now four players all pressed up there trying to move that puck in opposite directions. Does get shot out to neutral ice. And the Knights have to grab this one first. Instead, Vandertor does. Now they wrestle it away from Vandertor again. Vandertor still hard on the puck here, forcing a decision. One of the Knights pops one forward. Now racing into the zone after it is Coden Gauthier. Gauthier puts it behind the Vegreville net. Vegreville trying to get this one past the man at the point. Has a little trouble getting it past Dane Bexson. And now it moves into the slot area. Vandertor tried to clear, got it as far as the point. Long shot in and gloved and held onto there by Lennox Carrick. That one a long shot from Brody Schiller. Another faceoff inside the zone. Next, and Dutchik will take this draw. Lining up here against Kipton Rattray to the right of Carrick in the Vegreville net. Right off the draw, this one. They try to go back to the point, but it's intercepted by Lawrence, and he will chip it down the ice. Racing back to get it is Ben Veltekold. Tried to get it out of his own zone, couldn't do it. And the Wranglers had them hemmed in for a bit. Now quickly back the other way come Kitscotty. They break through, and this one's going to roll right in on the net. Miner, what a stop by Carrick. He pokes that puck out of harm's way. Into the corner it goes. Both teams digging. Rattray coming in, trying to help out. Puck squirts to the other corner. Trying to move with it. There was a Harkew. It comes free. There's a shot. Stopped by Carrick again. Back along the line. Knights get it to Schiller in front. Schiller with a backhander. That goes wide. Now Schiller tries to get this one up along the boards. Instead taken away here and a little bit of room to move for Rattray. Rattray up over the blue line. Loses control of the puck. And Veltekold has it. Now Rattray trying to get a piece there. Couldn't find it. It rolls around to the other side. There on it is Vandertor. Bowen Vandertor in a battle for this puck. Both players go down. And now coming in trying to get that one out was Dane Bexson. Again, stopped at the blue line, but only momentarily. Here come the Knights. They'll get to center, just dump one in, force Carrick to make a save. They'll go off on a change. Back to grab this one is Isaac McComish. McComish takes a wide stride, pass up to the middle, just out of the reach of Vandertor. And back the other way come Kitscotty. Over the line with it, a little bit of room. There's a backhander. That one goes wide. That one off the stick of Ty Schneider. Now back to the point, another shot. That one blocked by McComish. And that one will roll to Zach Weeb. Weeb sends it to neutral ice. Now battle between Mitchell and Vandertor. It ends up right in front of the Vegreville bench. And Vandertor just sends it all the way down the ice. That one there stopped by the netminder Winterholt, and he will leave this one for his defense. They start the rush. Long pass tipped forward, and now it's a race to it. Schneider getting to this one, trying to spin off of one check. Gets it to the front, and Levine just goes down. Back the other way, the Wranglers trying to pass to the middle. This one broken up. On it with speed is Keaton Levine. Takes it back into his own zone. Gets Scotty forward, wraps one around the boards. Got it as far as the blue line. Kept alive here by the Wranglers. Try to go to the front of the net. They score! Zaharkiw put it on net. Lawrence was there as the net front presence. I don't know if Lawrence caught a piece of it or was just the screen. But the Wranglers will strike first. At 7:38 of this first period. And the home side has their first this afternoon. So Vegreville takes the lead. And now dumps the puck right back into the Kitscotty zone. Knights knock this one back out. Flying up the sideboards with it here. They try a centering pass. That one's going to be broken up. Rattray takes possession. Goes climbing up the ice. Ends up over the blue line. Pass to Zaharkiw. Can't get the shot off. Zaharkiw tries to go back to the point. That one almost broken up. Zaharkiw battling back along the boards. Throws one towards the net. This one will be knocked down by the defense. They try to clear. McComish stops it. Has room. Moves in. Pass to the front. They can't get the backhander off. Now both teams in a battle here. Skifton trying to move this one to the point. They get it to Hunter Claussen, but Claussen can't keep that one in the zone. And Kitscotty will get it ahead. Kitscotty into the offensive zone again. Tries a pass to the front of the net. That one broken up. It goes down low. Kitscotty still grabs it. Another pass. That one's going to rifle through everybody and come to the line. Now chipped out and down the ice. And it's a race to this puck. Both teams meet up in the corner, and we get a pile up. Now the puck fired out, and the Kitscotty Knights turn it around. Up over the line. Drop pass spots the trailer. Schiller with a shot, and that one into the chest of the netminder Carrick. A solid save, and Carrick will hold on. Big stomp there. And we'll get another face-off inside the Vegreville zone. This one slapped right to the boards. Wranglers play it ahead for Rattray. Rattray with speed, trying to get around one. Now spins off a check. Nice little drop pass. Throw it to the front of the net, and that one's going to be sent wide. Knights respond with a little flip pass up to center. They get up to next in Dutchik, and he will just fire one around the boards into the zone. Lawrence gets a piece of this one. He got it as far as center before it's fired right back in. Gets Scotty with some pressure. Throw it back to the front of the net, looking for Schiller. It's going to go wide all the way to the near side boards, and the Wranglers dump it back out to center ice. This one just lobbed into the zone, gloved and knocked down. And now sent the length of the ice by Benjamin Warowa. Icing waved off, though, is back to get it is Henry Pinder. Pinder lays that up along the boards to Purser. Now back around the boards for Veltekold. Knights trying to find the right rush to get out of their zone. This one will. They will get to center ice, but lose possession of the puck. Poked backwards. And now the Wranglers dish it ahead for Skifton. Skifton with a whiff on the shot attempt. Zachary Weave in there as well. Puck goes down low, and the Knights end up taking it there. Pass picked off. And quickly on a bit of a rush here is Clausen, but Bowen Vandertor unable to hold the line, and it will be an offside call. 9 minutes even left to go in the first period. It is 1-0 Vegreville. You're listening to our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, brought to you in part by Nutrien Ag Solutions. For all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies, visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Wranglers win the draw and put it right into the zone. Now looking for a pass to the front for Lawrence, and that one just squirts free. Now along the side, Rattray battles to get the puck. Forced into the corner. He will spin and send it down low, but it's taken away down there by Harrison Mitchell. Now Mitchell loses possession. It rolls to the point. There's a shot through traffic. It's stopped. Still loose. Back to the point again for McComish. His shot's going to hit a body and go wide. It's Scotty trying to get this one out of the zone. They get it as far as the blue line. Now pushing it and getting it down the ice is Daxton Waringa. Got that one into the Vegreville side of things, but immediately spat back out. Wranglers go off on a change. Kid Scotty coming all the way back into their own zone to play this one. Get it to the sideboards here for Holst. Holst with a long pass. Just staying on side as they get in, and that one is going to be poked away by the netminder. Now it comes back out in front. With it is Holst, coughs up the puck, and Vandertor with a little bit of room to move. Bobbing and weaving, cuts in, takes the shot. That one stopped by the netminder. Solid save again there by Winterholt. Wranglers work it back to the point. There's another shot stopped in front, and they couldn't get the shot attempt, and now a penalty coming up here. As Vandertor got interfered with right as that pass was coming to him, and it will touch the stick of the Kitsconti Knights. And that will draw the whistle. A hooking call coming up here. And looks like Dane Bexson is the guilty party. And so the first power play of this game will go to Vegreville. 7:13 to go in the first. Shots on goal right now, reading 6-5 in favor of Vegreville. That first goal has been credited to Colton Lawrence, which will make it his 16th on the season. Zaharchu with the assist. Now off the draw, Kitsconti, despite being shorthanded, gets it into the zone. There's a shot stopped. Second chance stopped. Three quick saves from the netminder, Carrick. Now it's sent down the ice. Kitsconti Knights back on it again. Trying to play one around the board and get it out of the zone. They will, all the way to center. There it's played over to Hunter Clausen. Clausen has the puck taken away by Dutchik. And he'll play it to Schiller. Schiller content to try and dump that one in. Lawrence knocked it down. And now it'll be shot back into the Vegreville zone. And they get it to Weave. Weave over the blue line, dumps that one in. They give chase, and in behind the net, both teams going after this one. Comes free for Skifton. Back to the point for Warrow, a wind and fire, and that one kicked aside by the defender Mitchell in front. Around the boards they go again, won't clear the zone. Wranglers trying to get one to the front of the net. That one just poked out to Warrow. He's got room, takes the shot. It just goes wide on the far side. Schiller tries to clear, and it will. Just squeaks past the man at the point. Pass ahead for Bowen Vandertor. Up over the blue line. Vandertor with some room. Winds and fires. That one hit the defender in front. And that defender will get an easy clear down the ice. 15 seconds left in the penalty. Back on it here are the Wranglers. Trying to move it around the boards in their own zone. Now moving up over the blue line, dumping that one in. Is Cameron Hominuk. Now at the side of the net, almost a little flub there from the Kitsconti defenders. Clearing attempt gets as far as the blue line, stopped there by Hunter Clausen. second attempt to clear from Kid Scotty. Again, that one stopped, and now his third chance is as good as ever. And down the ice it goes. We're back to five-a-side hockey here as the Wranglers start out of their own zone again. Lawrence feeds Rattray. Rattray with some speed, tried to split the D, couldn't quite do it, but Bexson puts the puck into the corner. Now in behind the net it goes. Rattray digging away in there. This one will pop free to the point. Claussen with a blast, kicked aside by the netminder. And again, back the other way come Kid Scotty. They get to center and lose possession of it. McComish tips one ahead to Rattray. Rattray bumped at center, loses possession of the puck. The Knights. They'll backhand that one in. Here's Wawrenga. Pass to the middle, and that one just broken up. Skifton going to lead this rush. The pass to Vandertor. Vandertor dumps that one in deep. Both teams giving chase here. And along the boards, Kid Scotty. We'll get it to Bexson. Now at center, they poke that one over the line, and Roy going after it. Getting tangled up back there as the puck goes around the boards and finds Skifton. Skifton bumps with Pinder, gets the puck up to center, does dump this one in. And the Knights starting out of their own zone, looking for an outlet pass. We'll get one off the boards for Roy. And swept off his stick as he crossed the blue line, though, and out to center. Pinder with another chance, gets it ahead to Roy again. Nice little move there. Roy's got some room, comes into the zone, immediately gets double-teamed, loses possession, and the Wranglers' defense stingy in this one. Now they poke it out to center ice. Both teams bang away in front of the boards. Puck does come free, and it's Holst with it. Holst has it knocked off his stick, but it goes right to Pinder. And now taken away and dumped by the Wranglers all the way down. Back the other way, Roy again over the blue line. Just backhands a pass. And they get it to the slot area. Nobody there but Zaharchuk. And Zaharchuk going to send that one forward, only to have it spat right back. I'll go off the other side now for Colton Lawrence. Lawrence dumps that one in. Rattray bumps with Mitchell in the corner. This one gets played along the boards and finds the intended target. Bit of a three-on-one here. There's a shot glove save to take it away from Brody Schiller. Three Knights, only one defender back for Vegreville. And there's that quick first shot, and Lennox Carrick with the glove save to make sure there's no rebounds for anybody else to jump on. 1:43 to go in the first period, still 1-0. The goal from Colton Lawrence and the assist to Annabelle Zaharchuk. And off the faceoff here, Kid Scotty trying to get something going offensively, trying to tie this one late. There's a shot, that one blocked, and comes to the near side boards. Miller keeping this one alive, can only do it for so long before it's shot down the ice by Skifton. And that'll be an icing call against Vegreville, so bring it back. Our broadcast brought to you by Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique. With clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Dairy Queen Big League broadcast bringing you the best in Vegreville minor hockey. And we've got U13s on the ice right now. Off the faceoff, Kid Scotty's Bexson with a long shot. Glove save made again by the netminder Carrick. Thank you very much for joining us here today. This is Game 2 in our double dose. We had the U11s on the ice earlier. You can take a look at our full broadcast schedule online at country106.ca. Did have to make one scheduling note for today. We were originally supposed to carry the U18s at 5 p.m. That game has been rescheduled, and so we will pick another one on the schedule, and we will follow the U18s at some point. Always a fun part to get the U18s involved with our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. Now the puck in the Kitscotty zone. This one tipped to the front of the net. Nobody there but the Knights defense. They play it ahead to Schiller. Schiller is over the blue line. Throws a backhander towards the net. Kicked out by the netminder. And now the Wranglers get it out to center. Up over the blue line. Looking for an opening. Throw one towards the net. Winterholt got a glove hand on it, but just knocked it down. Now the puck back to the blue line as both teams dig away, trying to find it. Knights do and send a long pass ahead for Schiller. And looking for one last shot. He's not going to find it, though, as the horn sounds. 20 minutes complete here at the Wally Fadoon Arena. 1-0 is the score. Vegreville U13 Wranglers leading this one on Colton Lawrence's 16th goal of the season from Annabelle Zaharchu. And that goal coming at 7:38 of the first period. On the power play in that frame, only one power play to speak of, and that belonged to the Wranglers, so they are 0-for-1. Kitscotty 0-for-0. Shots on goal, Kitscotty is leading in that category. They have 11 to Vegreville's 9. Well, they will take a break and have their first intermission. We will send it back to our world headquarters for a look at news, sports, your out-of-town scoreboard, and a look at your five-day forecast before we bring it back here and get you all set and ready for period number two. It's our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast, and it's all right here for you on your home for hockey, Country 106.